Well, let me hear you say mountain, mountain, mountain.
Fire, what are you saying?
Yes, I give thanks to life, you know?
Serious thing. We are here again, Ballhead and Nick Dread. We are recording online because due to the schedule in life, we're unable to make it to the studio. But we are here nonetheless with a sound reasoning. And we have special guest, the Jazz Mach Kwasi from the Lion's Voice Network. Kwasi, what are you saying?
Greetings. Blessings in that divine name of His Imperial Majesty Emperor Isaiah I. Glory and honor in the name of His chosen Queen, Empress Waziri Menen. It's an honor and a pleasure to come and join the Ballhead and the Dread for this very important topic, you know?
Rastafari, live.
Serious thing. Fire, what were we reasoning about today?
Well, today we are talking about all of the synthetic behaviors where ones and ones pick up during the matrix, like living in this life, all of the fake it to make it behaviors we really have to carry out. And it really make a whole heap of people start lose themselves within the context. They don't really understand themselves anymore. They start to believe all of this fake it to make it thing. And we really want to dive into that too much, dive into that for kind of analyze it and show the people them even solutions of not get trapped in the matrix too, you know?
Yes, it's a serious thing, Farah. It's just like, how does one practice being truthful with yourself when you're in an environment that's so deceitful? You know, whether it's, we're going to deal with work, right? Because most people can relate, right? And I don't have that much experience in a corporate environment. I taught at a school for years, so I guess that's the closest thing. Everything else was like, you know, kind of family thing or doing your own thing. But what I noticed is that, like, people really lie to themselves about their performance, and they lie about their performance, right? So if I'm deceitful in regards to how I perform, one, I don't get better at my craft, which limits my ability of actually doing it properly. But two, I'm noticing people lie so much now, they're lying to themselves. They're starting to believe the deception that they've been presenting to the world. I'm not sure if anybody noticed that, because it's a dangerous thing, because like I was telling Kwasi earlier with basketball, I got real good when I was truthful to say, I need to get better. These people are better than me. It's not saying, you know, I'm absolute trash for the rest of my life. But at this point, I can't compete with them. I need to improve. But the new mantra is now is that I can compete with them. Right. Something's wrong with everything else. And it's just all these situations that's leading to me failing to compete on that level.
Yeah, we check it out still. It's really, to how I see it, is really the validation culture. Right. So everybody is seeking validation in this time and age, especially with the rise of social media. And how would it look if we live in a validation culture, but I don't have the skill sets to match up when we're always thinking about competition? Because, you know, we're not a validation culture. It's competition is kind of one of the heightened things. So it's like internally, I think that is how majority of people look at it. For instance, if I don't know something, me, I got to ask it. But because that I step outside of the box and the way how the average person think, because I don't really care how one might look for me for ask a question, because we're going to need an answer. We can't pretend we know the answer, or else we're not going to really get to improve. But the average person really get caught up in a system where it require them to know X, Y, Z in order to keep up with the competition. So if they don't know X, Y, Z, then they might feel like they're going to fall out of the competition. And that might be one of the main reasons why the reasoning where they are. So we kind of see the trend they really pick up with a lot of people. And the whole, due to the whole validation culture, you know?
I would love to just jump in there, because I think this topic really gets to the essence of what we call Babylon, because Babylon really represents confusion. And when you check it out right now, you know, when you disconnect from the Most High, from your purpose, then everything becomes about the appearance, you know, everything becomes about the temporary, you know what I mean? And what we have now in this society, and I said this in my interview on I Never Know TV, that, you know, the world religion right now is hedonism, you know? So it's the pleasure principle. Everybody's working to get that little dopamine hit, that little quick fix, that, you know, that little quick thing. So you're not really working, you know, the spirit or the irid, as Rastafari would say, demands sacrifice. It's long suffering. You know, it has all of these things because it's about the journey, you know, what you're trying to accomplish. Whereas when you're in that Babylon and use the term matrix, we could have interchanged Babylon and matrix. When you're in the matrix, you're really just going through the motions. You're getting the things that you have been programmed to want. You want the big house, you want the this. That's why scamming is at an all-time high. A man don't feel no way for thief, you know, because
and women too far. I don't want to interject, but women too. Yes. Women scamming is on the rise.
Yeah. No. It's a serious thing because why? This culture is about what? Getting the bag. Everything is about the bag. You know what I mean? You do anything for the bag. Don't care if you compromise your integrity. You know, there's a big debate right now about men wearing dresses in Hollywood and, you know, whether or not this matters. And these things have become hot topics. With the whole Cat Williams interview, the whole, you know, how do you maintain your integrity as a creative and still rise? So this is a very serious thing, but I would say that this goes to the essence of this time in terms of Babylon versus, you know, coming out of Babylon and stepping into your reality. And sometimes that journey is very messy, uncomfortable. You know, Bob Marley, I was listening to the song today, running and they running away. You know that song there? You know, but yeah, you can't run away for yourself.
Yeah, you know.
What I mean? So that's the fullness. But, you know, you're on mute.
You brought up a great point in regards to the hedonism. And within this context and in this realm, hedonism is just not sexual.
No.
You know, it's just, I just wanted to bring clarification.
Yes.
And it seemed like this desperation to look a certain way and also to get this pat on the back is definitely lead people to, we use the word deceitful, but it's really life. You're just lying.
Yeah.
You know, you're lying about your status. You're lying about your capabilities. And when I say lying to yourself, it's not just in regards to development. I know you spoke about long suffering, which is a key ingredient in regards to progress and sacrifice. But I see it in relationships too. Like people lie, they just lying to themselves and lying to the spouse, and the spouse want to be lied to sometimes. It seems like the spouse want to be lied to, like the spouse don't want to hear the truth. You know, so it's just. Being in this world of deceit, right? Like, I just know for me, I know it's a little harsh, you know, it's a little bitter pill for people to swallow, but I just feel the truthfulness is liberating. It's not as damaging as people would think because there is growth and progress in truthfulness. Now, I'm not saying to beat yourself up. I want to be clear because people say, oh, you know, I'm not talking about beating yourself up. But you need to give a accurate analysis of where you are and where you want to be and what's needed to do that.
You see, what I mentioned originally, see the term we've been used from what is this intellectual masturbation, you know. And it seemed like that really dip on the rise again. Where a lot of people have this keen desire for make sure so them sound a particular way and them can be seen in a particular light. So it's like an intellectual masturbation have to take place where one's kind of exalt that and the ego lead them over the top now, and it them realize that it really a drag them back, but it's almost like a facade really a take place in the midst of that. And then regarding to what I just mentioned, which is a key thing, because a lot of people don't want the truth, and that is something we can't really just hear and bypass, because that is a very, very important fact, you know. But I think from the person, the individuals where convey the message, I think is an internal type of conflict where take place, you know, for them mind to it. Them realize I wouldn't really want it. Cause you know we're not the heights of sensitivity. We can't go around that. Anything where you say where even if you're a character one, it might be seen as sensitive. So now everybody start approach the whole reasoning, them approach any form of truthfulness with sensitivity. But yeah, you see the problem when you approach truthfulness with this whole sensitivity thing, it becomes censored. And once you start censor all of this information now, that's when you realize you're far, far gone now. And then now that when the culture again come in, the whole validation culture and the whole concept of people wanting to be lied to, because everybody rather a censored conversation as opposed to a conversation where straightforward and I give them the truth itself, you know.
And I think when we say Babylon has fallen, this is what we're talking about, because spiritually, even though the facade is still running, when you look at, as you say, people in the workplace, they don't want to be there. You know what I mean? They're going through the motions. They're dead inside. They're multitasking. They're on their phone. They're doing, you know. So the passion that's supposed to underpin a society, that everybody's working for the common good of that society, that patriotism, that pride, is no longer there in Babylon. Right now, it's hyper-individualism. You know, which is a product of this hedonistic religion, because all about self, and you know, self-love is good, but when you overindulge to the detriment of the collective, you know, again, it becomes confusion, because everybody doing everything, you have to, you know, there's no standard, and then this you know, there's no shame. That's the next thing. You know, we have a generation that rise without shame. So is you can do anything, you know, the whole OnlyFans, all of these things where Medusa go spread out, you know what I mean? Because I'm going to get some money every month coming into my account. I'm not thinking about down the line if I'm going to have a husband, if I'm going to have youths. It's just about, you know what I mean, that bag, you know what I mean?
Farah, you made a great point, right? Because I saw an article recently where a lady, a teacher that is, she got fired because she had OnlyFans.
Yes.
And
Rachel Donazel or whatever she
named. Yeah.
The white lady who was trans black.
That's pretty wild, right? But you brought up a great point in regards to that desire, that zest for life, which is gone because everyone's cheating. Deceitfulness is the proper term, but just lying and cheating. Let's say what it is, right? They're lying and cheating, so systems and organizations can't develop because people aren't honing the skills to make it sustainable and make it grow, because everyone's cheating and everyone's trying to fudge what they're doing. So now you have a large workforce that don't know how to do the work. And I think that's what we're seeing. I think really that's what we're seeing when we break it down in regards to collectively. I know you have certain organizations that's doing their thing, but people are so in a rush to whether it's the ChatGPT or just lying, fire, or just lying about their capabilities. Now it's time they're going to get they're going to be put in a position at some point to do it, and they get exposed. And that's the thing I want to say for all the people out there hustling and scamming and deceiving. Fire, history shows, and it's just life, a natural course of life. Eventually, you're going to get exposed, whether today, tomorrow, next month, next year. Exposure is coming.
You can only think so long, you know?
Yeah.
You know, something funny where I realize is, you mentioned even the workplace. I mentioned the workplace, and I realize that one thing women know of my previous experience, them, especially when it comes to the whole concept of managing people and dealing with people development and mentorship in any organization. You realize that when you have a larger meeting or a larger group of people, the context and the way how people kind of conduct themselves is in a different mannerism. When you have them in a more one-on-one settings, them come and them will more open up and expose a lot of things towards you, you know, as the person who is a mentor. But you realize in a larger settings, them don't want to be overly exposed. I think it all depending on the group itself, where them get presented to, and the standard where them hold the group onto, you know, for them mind. Because that is a great thing in a life we overstand. It's a good and a bad thing in our sense, you know, because when we think about standards itself were set within an organization, we can't think, you know, say them elders have set them standards, yeah? No, we have to go rise the bar, and we can't go lower than this. So we get ingredients to develop your craft. But I feel like most people in this day and age, with the workplace and outside of the workplace, I misuse that or misunderstand that to an extent now, where them feel like, say, okay, because this is there, if I don't know these particular things that lead towards this standard, then I'm a fool. And because I don't want to be seen as a fool, that's when the deceitfulness come, like it kind of get a times 10. And at this, I know in the long run, now you kind of see it, I feel like it's a curb, but it's a slope, it's a go downward, downward, until it's till ones end up start crashing.
And there's another thing too, far in regards to this whole expectation from organizations. I take it, I don't know if sure I'm totally accurate when I say this, but I think there is more pressure on organizations that they put on employees to perform. And unfortunately, without proper training, sometimes, or maybe a lot of times, the expectation is unrealistic because the person doesn't have the skill set to meet those demands and they don't have enough time and skill set. Everything's too fast, though. Because like you were saying with Babylon, in a sense, like the system kind of creates this behavior. It creates this deceitful behavior. You know, we have school, and plus you have all these tools and resources now. ChatGDP is destroying the education system. Everybody cheating all day. Now, if it's going to touch them maybe 2-3 years from now, 5 years, we're going to have a serious problem with this generation, because not to say people weren't cheating before, but their ability to cheat now has been magnified. And there's no work needed to cheat. You know, at least you have to search on the computer a little bit and copy something to do. Fight. They just pumping out material.
Before you know that computer saying? Generation, I'm from when you had to tear off the side of the paper. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So I miss all of that Google and everything just come up. I miss that whole revolution. But one of the things I wanted to touch on very serious is that, you see, what's going to happen, you know, is that it's going to get worse because the incentive, remember that we're dealing with a corporate culture where every quarter there has to be more profit, you know, there's no limitation. So it's not like the system is saying we're going to get this sustainable level of capital and then we're going to just rest right here. Every quarter they're trying to cut back more. They're trying to pressure the people more, as you say. Biblically, you could say Pharaoh put a heavy yoke on the people. You know what I mean? When you read it from a biblical perspective, so that the corruption comes from the head. And you know that when you go amongst the ultra wealthy, you can look. I used to look at this thing. I think it was called the Rich Kids of IG or something. I can't remember. It was back in the day, in the early days of IG. And you see all of the children of the corporate elites and the people who run the world on them private jet, and they're showing you their bill at the club for a night. It's $100,000, Moet, this, that, you know. You see the helicopter pad in the house, the pool, the infinity pools, and you say, well, these people are living heaven on earth, you know what I mean? But what is the expense when you go downstream at the worker who inflation or kill them? They can't afford to pay their mortgage. They can't, you know what I mean? So the corruption coming from the head. And this is why, as a Rastafari, you know, we hold Haile Selassie so high, because he was working harder than the man, the labor, in terms of the commitment and all of the things that he was doing for the people. It was very touchable that the people could see, in terms of him believing that he had to be the example as the sovereign of the nation. And that is the example that no longer the world leaders don't have to strive to be more than in merit or in deed and discipline and all of these things. They're the most in discipline. They're the most, you know what I mean? So we have to touch that part there.
And there's a next thing too you brought up in regards to that ties into this deceitfulness, is this comparison. You get what I'm saying? And that's a key motivator for the deceitfulness. You know, this, you see this lack of gratitude in this environment and the society that we're in, they all tie together. When you have no gratitude fire, right? It's a terrible thing, yeah. Then you mix the no gratitude with the comparison, that's a recipe for disaster. Because the inner turmoil there is a wicked thing, and you're gonna find yourself doing stuff you're not supposed to be doing. And people need to get back to like just really embrace your craft, whatever that is, right? And just learn and grow and just give thanks for life, health, and strength. And that's a big missing piece. People are so ungrateful in our society. It's mind-boggling. If you talk to the average person, right, and you analyze their life, especially you two, you know, we're fortunate to know a different type of poverty because obviously we've been in Jamaica, right? But people complain here and it's just like, I'm just looking like fire. I don't know. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Like, we'll really get down to the nitty-gritty. I really see what we complain. Yes, you have life problems still, but I don't really see what we could complain about.
And you know, see, two things that I mentioned, two things throughout my brain. Because from morning, I thought across my brain. And Dennis Brown have a lyrics where him say, every man must go through tribulation, no matter where he's from. Mm-hmm. And that, I think that is something where most people don't really overstand. And that will really spark the competition even further. Because once feel like say money are the solve all to this problem, so yet still them feel like say them 9 to 5 or whatever means of getting the money them I use, where them are carry on the deceitful, carry out the deceitful trade, it I go get them towards that money, then all problem I go solve. So it kind of drive up the competition. And then in the midst of that now, you have a major thing where I lead to the problem too.
Farrah, I have to add this. Farrah, you just brought up such a brilliant point. You know the deceitfulness though, the wickedness about it, you're competing with deceitfulness. The thing you're competing against is a form of deceitfulness, because that's not real.
That's the whole social media vibration. You know, you see them flexing on IG and it's all fake. You know, their real life don't look nothing like what they're showing you on IG.
But even the real life is a deceitfulness. Fire, this deceitfulness is nothing new. It's just magnified because people have more access to credit and the social media. Because I remember growing up in, you know, you're around certain people and you know the reality. But when they text the road, they try to hype up. So you already start seeing that deceitfulness. But now it's just magnified, you know. It's just like really magnified to a different level. And it's soul-sucking.
You know, say. I mentioned that, and that's something key. I can't really release all of the information because I don't want to get sued. But you have this particular study on a company where I brew right now. Them whole actual model is actually deceitful for deceit, but the target audience of the deceit is black millennials, okay. Right? So like literally that bake in at the model, this is the target audience, black millennials, and the actual goal. The actual problem is that black millennials don't see the particular product as desirable. So I think the actual plan is for deceit, black millennials in particular, with or without children, for ensure so that them can consider the product itself. So you see? They didn't mention the system, and they didn't mention Babylon, and they didn't mention the Matrix. We mentioned all of these things. Most people normally see these things, and it sounds like a myth from a far road, or it sounds like it's just a hearsay, but it's an actual thing where I brew right now in the midst of. And I tell you, say, is the minimum amount where the man I'm put towards this campaign is $25 million for the first quarter. So just to show them, say, these are the things that were really take place, and it's not some of these actions I will see take place. I feel like it's not a natural action. None of them is kind of like is a condition action for keep the whole thing brewing. And I feel like most people where I walk around and I fulfill these actions or we even talk about is not a natural thing towards them. So them get conditioned into it. And then on top of it now, you realize that the average person though have goals, them don't know how to identify goals. So them always are gonna keep on, I go further and further and further and further away from the magnitude and get caught in the matrix, and then the deceitfulness are going to increase. So I think one solution for people kind of get away from the deceitfulness, if we are even thinking about the solutions in place, is to start set some goals and realize how you're going to identify them goals, you know. Once you identify these goals, then we are going to know, so we can start get away from, not, you can't get away from this deceitfulness in a one day, you know, because if you stir up your mind to think the way they're so long, we have to start get to it and start shrink it so we can start moving from it by the goal setting thing too.
And I think the deceitfulness to really as you said, move away from it is you have to set your own goals. I think that's the biggest problem. A lot of these goals people set are not their goals. It's a goal of another. Too big, but not even before we get to too big, they're just not their goals. They never took time to see exactly like what they want out of life and what they're comfortable with. Mm-hmm. Because unfortunately, I shouldn't say unfortunately, but if you really sit down and really meditate and be truthful with yourself, a lot of the things you're comfortable with may not meet the standards of society. And I think that's where you really grow, when you're comfortable with that. And I think that's a place people have to get to. And that's how you can be healthy in an unhealthy environment. You have to really see like what's cool. Like, you know, like I understand maybe the way I live is not up to the standards of society, but I'm just comfortable for you. in myself. I'm not talking about comfortable financially. I mean, like, literally comfortable in regards to in my skin. I can sleep at night. My blood, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a vibe. And I think that you have to see what type of lifestyle you want to live. And I know it's almost a revolutionary act in a sense, because how you want to live may not be the standards of society, and it may not be, you may not be able to compete with your peers at all, because you won't have the thing your peers have. But it'd be liberating for you, because you can be in a healthy space mentally, spiritually, and physically. Mm-hmm. And I think those need to be the standard for goals. The goal shouldn't be what the standard of society is, because society's goals are just meant to keep you running around and keep you in a ball of confusion, you know?
Mm-hmm. And while we're on solutions, you know, I think identifying your purpose is, it should be the paramount of every person, you know, and how you do that is in service, you know what I mean? Volunteering different places, finding out where that light, where, you know, because as you said, gratitude, you know, when you're grateful, you can't be depressed at the same time. Those two things can't share space. So when you
are say grateful, that one more time, I like that one. Say that one more time.
I say, when you're grateful, you cannot be depressed. You know, those two feelings can't share space. So when you're grateful, when you're giving, you know what I mean, you're going to see the light, and then you got to find things that you have a natural passion, and then the passion you try to match with your natural skill sets. You know, what can you do that you find yourself feeling good about, but also that you are willing to invest the time and that you're confident you can get better, and you have to identify these things for yourself. And it might take a couple of years. Don't beat yourself up. You might go down a road and you get down the road and you have to reverse and come again. Don't beat up yourself, but that should be the journey and the pursuit of every person. And remember that failure is part of the process. I think we have to really normalize failure, because a baby cannot come out the womb and start run up and down. The baby is going to have to crawl and creep and, you know what I mean, stages. And even when he starts to walk, he go and drop down a couple of times well. So failure is part of the process. And we have to, as Black men, particularly, you know, in our circle of brethren, encourage our brethren when they fail, you know what I mean, be there. And, you know, even though we'd like to try toughen each other up with words on, and we make fun of each other, is also good for block some positive words on to your brothers too, you know, normalize that part in addition to, because I'm not saying don't stop draw card, you know, card is important, but you can't do safi. Yeah, yes, that, you have, you know, that helps to toughen your sword, but you have to balance the card then with the positive affirmation. And a lot of time we don't tell our brethren, like when I met Junior, I tell him, I said, boy, I'm going to watch, and you know what I mean? It's a great thing that the eye has done. Likewise, I don't fear for Tell Atarchi when I see his commitment to his music and his craft, you know, because I met Atarchi, I mean, Junior through Atarchi, and Atarchi is the one who came to I, you know, on a matter, serious about his business. And I admire, you know, how the man I really deal with him thing, and I have to tell him that. So we can't, you know, and those little things we might think is small, you know, but that little word sound, it does lift a one iris and a one thing and along that journey. So we have to hold our brothers accountable. You know what I mean? If your brother's falling off his purpose, you know what I mean? We got to pull up him socks. You know what I mean? I had to tell one of my good brethren in Jamaica, I went down to Jamaica. He said, your belly, I get big, King. You know what I mean? the man give thanks, you know what I mean? Because everyone around you, and nobody not tell you, say, Bridget, you know? And him saying, my God, you know what I mean? So that now gets him to go exercise. So, you know, my son tell me the same thing, and, you know, and him know, but he gave thanks, because I'm not just around him and we're jollying and with us, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a sharpening, just a little, you know what I mean? Because I know you like that, you know what I mean? So, that is, you know, so I just, you know, some solutions.
No, serious thing, man. I have to mention people, you know, Atarchi did that with me. We both did that with each other, but Atarchi with the channel, you know, the channel was lacking at a time I was busy. Man, call me, say, fire this kid. Man, call me, say, fire this can't work. What's going on over here? You go do some interviews, yeah. You know, so. You know, it's what it is. And, you know, man, conversations we're not talking about stuff. So it is what it is, you know. But we do encourage everyone out there, fight. Stop lying to yourself, yeah. You know, and stop cutting corners on what you're doing because you're gonna flop yourself. I'm telling you. I haven't been on earth that long, but I always see people that cut corners end up flopping themselves, yo. Because what happened is, why are you always cutting corners? You're not gaining the skills to do something long-term and make it sustainable.
Same about job
learning. It's not even about getting caught. It's the fact that you will expose yourself at some time because you're not getting the repetition and building up the skill to do what you're trying to do. I want to be clear about it. People think like, oh, you're going to get caught. Like, you expose yourself. You're going to be put in a position where you can't perform.
I'm going to tell people now for the time still. You have a different type of group of people, right? You have a man where he have a resume and him know say him can do them particular tasks or him not know them software and them tool, yeah? But him put it on him resume and say, all right, him know them thing, yeah? Because he might try to get himself in a position. But at the same time, every evening come now, I'm gone on YouTube or I'm gone on some LinkedIn learning or whatever I'm gone on to really heighten up himself. I don't think that in itself is really deceit. You know? I think it's more of an ambition thing. While there's other people now who kind of them just would have throw that right off the top, but them not really try to get towards the level. So I really don't want to bother him because I know how different people interpret the reasoning too. Some feel like that have been thrown in there today. There's a certain type of people would call it deceit in a sense, but it's more like an ambition. I don't want to confuse ambition for deceit in a sense, though.
No, I appreciate for that clarification because that first person, a progressive person, wouldn't qualify. He's putting himself in a position, but he's learning his craft, you know. We're talking about those just chilling and lying the whole time and playing the games, you know. We give thanks for Kwasi passing through here. We give thanks for the reason. We do encourage everyone to get to work, get on your purpose, be grateful for life, deal with gratitude every day. If you find yourself, your mind going astray, really give thanks for the things that's going on, because believe you me, it always could be worse. It really could, you know.
Reality.
Breath of life. That's why I always, you hear me say, give thanks for life and strength, because
every time
you have to vocalize it, you know what I mean? You have to make it your mantra, because you can have life, but if you don't have the strength, it not go bit so either. So always pray for the strength, life, and you know what I mean, as you once you're grateful to breathe. How many people didn't wake up this morning? You know what I mean? How many people woke
twist
up,
up you, know?
You know what I mean? How many people woke up, you know what I mean? The children in Gaza Strip right now, the children in all different war zones around the world. You have to just give thanks when you can get up and you have life, and you know your challenges are not, you know, so it's insurmountable. And even if they are insurmountable, you know that there is an Almighty, and you just have to face what the Almighty has in store for you, you know what I mean, and go through. So it's always an honor, you know, anytime the item call, I will be here. You know,
yes,
I mean? we love the reasoning every time, you know.
Yes, sir.
Serious thing.